Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
Obviously, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm anxious. I don't get nervous much. But when it's left up to me to give you People Are Crazy in the Farwell format that includes cheese, which everybody loves so much, I get a little anxiety about it.
And people are crazy.
We find a story each and every morning. Well, Farwell usually finds a story each and every morning about something that happens. Usually it's in Florida. Usually the person is drunk. The police are involved, yada, yada, yada. Farwell is not here this morning. Usually he must be. I think he's mad at me because normally when he goes somewhere or he takes a day off, he provides me with People Are Crazy to keep the consistency level and the quality of People Are Crazy at a certain standard. He did not do that today, Polly. He did not do that today.
You know what? I think it was a vote of confidence.
Do you think so?
He knew that you could come up with some cheese.
Okay. I'm so anxious. I never thought of it that way, but you're right. Okay. I think it's going to be okay.
Have faith in yourself, Jennifer.
Okay. I have some faith in myself. This story is out of Rochester, Minnesota. Do you think in Rochester, Minnesota, they say Rochester like they do in Buffalo? Like Rochester?
I don't know. I have no idea.
On Tuesday, reporter Adam Sallet of KIM-TV was live outside a Rochester, Minnesota bank that had been robbed a day earlier. So as he's on the air live, a bank employee comes running out of the bank's front doors because the bank has been robbed again. And the guy for who works at the bank starts pointing during the live news report, that guy over there, that's the robber. So listen to how this goes down, you guys, because we have the audio of this. So again, news reporter is standing outside the bank saying yesterday the bank got robbed, when it gets robbed again while he's standing outside the bank. This is how it sounds.
We first today turn to the bank investigation with KIMT News 3's Adam Sallet, who talked to police this morning. He's live with more. Adam.
Tyler, just 24 hours ago, this bank in North...
That's that guy right there.
What?
That's the robber.
Oh, that's the robber. This is live TV, folks. That's the robber. Just went by, according to the bank employee. So I got to go here and call 911. I'll talk to you later.
So the poor reporter, I feel bad for him because I know what that's like to be on the air and not have a clue what the hell you're talking about. I mean, I do it every day. I've made a career out of it, right? So the reporter, he's there to talk about the bank being robbed yesterday and get the bank is being robbed live on the air during his report. So the reporter says later, I know it's too good to be true.
I've watched that video about five times. It's very funny.
The reporter, Adam Sallet, said he did see the man walk by, but he was unaware that another robbery had just taken place. He had no reason to suspect him. Thanks to the tip, his tip and his camera, police were able to track down the suspect about an hour after this happened. Ryan Lisko is our stupid criminal. He's 36, and yep, it was the same guy who robbed the bank 2 days in a row. He stole an undisclosed amount of cash from Sterling Bank on Monday morning while wearing a sweatshirt that read, "Get lucky." It's true, kids. And then he goes back to rob the same bank around the same time on Tuesday, just before the report started happening. Police Captain John Sherman of the Rochester Police says, I guess his luck ran out today. And an officer adds that this was, yeah, probably one of the easiest cases they've ever had. Okay, here we go. Polly, are you ready? What if it doesn't deserve a drum roll? Are you still going to play it just to make me feel better? Okay. That guy literally stole the show. I know, it was kind of weak. No, I got another one.
Oh, you
Polly.
Do?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. At the last minute,
I didn't think that one was very good, so I came up with another one. Are you ready now?
I'm ready, yes.
The moral of the story? When the cameras are rolling, only crazy people run by with something stolen. Is that better?
No, I like the first one better.
Farwell, come back.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.